Item number one.
From the Social Development Commission, providing a presentation on the connection between alcohol and other drug abuse and poverty through their report titled ALDA Poverty Report 2011. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you. First of all, I'd like to thank the chair for inviting me here today to discuss this report and the opportunity to bring some of the findings to the attention of the county board. My name is Dave Salata. I am the Intergovernmental Affairs and Research Manager for the Social Development Commission. And I'd like to preface all comments with a recognition that neither I nor SDC is a subject matter expert when it comes to AODA, but instead our expertise comes with poverty and poverty reduction. And it's my hope that that's the lens through which this report will be looked at and hopefully bring either a new perspective to the issue of AODA or a refreshed perspective, that from the low-income individuals. So with that said, one of the functions of SDC as an agency is to study, analyze, and recommend solutions to social, economic, and cultural issues that impact Milwaukee County. And certainly AODA and poverty falls within that. And the issue of AODA and its relationship to poverty was arrived at sheerly organically. It began with our conducting in 2010 a comprehensive community needs assessment, which we're statutorily required to do as the administrator for the Community Services Block Grant for Milwaukee County. Part of that needs assessment is to look at, crudely divided, three different issues. What causes poverty? What are some of the barriers to self-sufficiency? And then what are some of the solutions and strategies that can be adopted to reduce poverty? With that in mind, we designed multiple research components in partnership with UWM's Center for Urban Initiatives and Research, including door-to-door surveys, telephone surveys, focus groups, interviews, and surveys of major community stakeholders. And then we analyzed the results. How we ended up focusing on AODA was the interesting juxtaposition that was created when looking at the three different crudely divided issue areas. For both the causes of poverty and solutions to poverty, nothing was particularly surprising. Some of the main things that the community talked about was education and the educational systems, lack of job and job opportunities. But when looking at that middle area, the barriers to self-sufficiency, instead of focusing on large macro-level issues like jobs and education, there was a focus that would shift to unhealthy family relationships in AODA, where 97% of telephone survey respondents identified those two as the top barriers to self-sufficiency. And that was within a list of other options that could have been more macro level, for example, economic ups and downs, transportation, housing. And we wanted to try to understand this. If the main causes and solutions dealt with jobs and education, why would the main barriers not deal with some of those larger macro level issues like economic ups and downs? So we engaged in what we term a community-based research project, where we conducted public hearings. We conducted online surveys. We made updates to our 2010 needs assessment in 2011. We conducted interviews with experts in the areas of AODA. We also examined existing research. There is certainly a wealth of it that is available out there. And some of the major findings of all of this work can be found in this report. I have hard copies if anyone needs it, but I'm sure you have electronic copies in front of you. The major findings go as follows. AODA is a major issue, both nationally but within in the state, and specifically acute here in Milwaukee. It's closely correlated with mental health issues and costly to both the nation, the state, and metro area. AODA impacts everyone and all socioeconomic groups, but it's particularly acute among low-income groups. Prevention and treatment options are both programmatically effective and financially efficient. Milwaukee County has a documented and significant unmet treatment need. And resources are more impactful when used for AODA services versus more punitive and traditional expenses. Also included in this report are some recommendations that were drafted and directed to many sectors and entities within the community. But given the county's role in this area, many of the recommendations do focus on the county and how the county can be positioned to address this issue. I took the liberty of taking some of those recommendations and converting it into a letter for the committee, kind of an executive summary, if you will, of actions that Milwaukee County can take in the future to address AODA, and as a consequence, use it as a poverty reduction strategy for Milwaukee County. I can circulate these. Some of these things aren't new. To be perfectly frank, they're things that the county is already doing, and our hope is that this reinforces the county's commitment for some of these actions. Beginning with maintaining the current capacity for addressing AODA services in Milwaukee County, and I emphasize the word capacity and not financial commitment. The recognition is that the county board and kind of the county in general is under significant financial strain, and I'm certainly not a fiscal analyst and can't help the county when it comes to making some of those extremely hard decisions that nobody envies you all making. But at the same time, there is certainly a need to maintain that capacity. One of the things that we've found is that people view the issue of AODA as creating a barrier for low-income individuals, not necessarily because they believe that all poor people are drug addicts. I'm sure that there are some that do feel that way, but it's a comparison between low-income individuals and more affluent individuals. And for more affluent individuals, when they have an issue with AODA, they have resources and support systems in place to help them with that. For a low-income individual, there is no family member to provide assistance. There is often no health care coverage or a lack of quality health care coverage to provide the needed treatment options. So any reduction in the capacity to provide these services to low-income individuals will have a direct and negative impact on the lives of low-income households here in Milwaukee. The next recommendation that we would have is to continue the county's support for the Milwaukee County Drug Court. I noticed in the agenda here today there's discussion about funding for that, and I would actively encourage the Milwaukee County Board to continue pursuing funding for that if there is funding available from federal, state governments, private institutions. That's certainly the best option. But in absence of that moving forward, it would be a wise decision to use county discretionary dollars for the Milwaukee County Drug Court, given the benefits that has demonstrated nationally and the cost savings associated with the drug court model in comparison to, again, the more punitive systems. Next, and this is certainly occurring already through different task force, and that's the shift to really a response model that's more comprehensive and recognizes that AODA isn't a personal failing, but rather a disease, something that requires coordinated activities from prevention all the way through treatment. Then kind of given the that look at prevention, certainly an issue that never becomes an issue is the most effective and efficient way of dealing with something. So there really needs to be a coordinated campaign emphasizing prevention, something that all too often it ends up falling on treatment options to deal with. But in the absence of being able to prevent cases of AODA, comprehensive treatment options and outpatient services are certainly effective. And as the county board kind of considers allocation of resources, I thought it was particularly interesting that AODA treatment has a demonstrated return on investment of $12 for every $1 invested. Now, a lot of times, especially over the past few years, government functions are being converted into different ROI formulas, and you're seeing this when it comes to transportation, education, different kinds of economic development projects. 12-to-1 is a fairly impressive return, and that's not fully abstract either. Certainly some of it are private benefits, but there are also benefits to government at all levels when it comes to avoiding costs in other areas and other functions. So that's a quick summary. I tried to keep it tight given the agenda for today, but if there are any questions, I would welcome those.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions from committees? Supervisor Rice?
Thank you. Thanks for the presentation and the report. I appreciate it. And I think it does a good job of highlighting the existing community needs and the challenge that we've got in front of us. My question goes to really the kind of the last point that you made, and that is whether the study that you've done can shed any more light on outcomes and the efficiency of the investments. As you recognize, you know, we've got to make decisions on how to spend scarce resources. And so is there anything that you can point to us to say, yeah, these investments in the Aota services, you know, really do reduce poverty, increase employment, you know, opportunities, that investment in prevention programs do pay off? I know you cite this 12-to-1 figure. That's a 2009 national study. Is there anything locally or anything you can point to give us some added, you know, comfort and credence in saying that these investments are working here in Milwaukee County?
To be honest, none of that's been drilled down to Milwaukee County. It is a national study. What I would recommend, and I would certainly volunteer some of SDC's capacity to help out with this, is that it may not be feasible to make shifts in that area when it comes to taking from one pot within the county budget and adding it to treatment options. But I think that's something that should be studied over the next 12 months or so in consideration for the 2013 budget, simply because of that direct amount of, if we take this amount of whey and we take a fraction of that and put it towards treatment, then we have that cost savings. To be able to give a precise ratio on that for Milwaukee County specifically, I couldn't do that, but I think that it's something that would be wise to study. It might not help with the 2012 budget, but it would position Milwaukee County to restructure some of its structural deficits moving forward to dive into a more drilled down study for the county specifically.
Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Goodall and Supervisor Jurczyk.
I'd like to thank you for the report. I mean, obviously, what we have now isn't working. And so any type of studies to highlight reforms and possible changes is needed. It's actually pretty timely because the past week, the chairman of the board and the sheriff have been having this back and forth about punitive versus more rehabilitative to reduce recidivism in our community. So I actually appreciate this presentation because it reaffirms my belief that we need to look more to the rehabilitative to reduce recidivism and relapses in our community. So thank you.
Supervisor Jurczyk.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You indicate in your letter the recommendations for changes. Number two, you suggested that the county should reallocate tax levy within the court and criminal justice budgets. Could you be more specific about what funds were reallocated?
Well, I did notice that in here there looks like there might be an opportunity to seize upon some federal dollars to cover some of these costs, and I think that would be the wisest choice so that those funds wouldn't necessarily be reallocated. But again, I think kind of a continuation of Supervisor Rice's line of thinking in inquiry in this area, that there would need to be a specific study. This is kind of a first step towards that, but a specific study in exactly detailing, if we took money from this pot within this budget, we can take a portion of that for the drug court or for treatment options, and then allow the rest of that to kind of be, you know, cost savings for that. But I think that there is certainly cost savings available in this area when it comes to AODA and a more efficient allocation of how funding, whether it's within the criminal justice system, whether it's within the mental health behavioral system, to reallocate funding to areas that would be more effective and allow for cost savings in other areas. And I think that a specific study, whether it's kind of commissioned by this board, whether it's done by other entities, public policy forum is extremely good at this, to figure out the precise ratio that would be more informative for the board. And that's something that, again, I think would be useful. It would be nice if it had been done a year ago in preparation for this year's budget, but I think doing something like that now in preparation for next year's budget will, again, position the county in a better spot moving forward.
Have you presented this report to the courts and the chief judge?
Not yet, no.
Certainly would be a good thing to do. I do agree with the part of the report that does connect up mental health with the AODA issues, and we certainly do need to be cognizant of looking at the BHD redesign and the AODA treatment. I think all of us on the board have been sensitive to that. You also indicate in number three the increasing costs associated with the AODA services and the decreased revenue from state and federal governments, and therein lies the problem. I asked for a study last month of the different programs that this county has initiated and put money towards in terms of some of these kinds of services, to find later that the state mandates programs then shifts those local dollars to backfill their programs. And to my amazement, the total number on that was $78 million. And I don't disagree with anything you're saying, but there does get to a point where we start to max out the property tax dollars that we have available. I mean, it's very easy perhaps to flee the county and move across county lines, leaving in effect the poor and the poor to support these kinds of programs. And that's a conundrum I don't have an answer for, and I don't know if you have any suggestions for us.
I wish I did. Unfortunately, I'm not that sage. My role here is really to try to be a voice for that low-income population, and hopefully by speaking up and speaking often and showing and kind of, again, either showing anew or refreshing the connection here that for low-income individuals, these services are critical for AODA. And I think that there's a documented understanding across all socioeconomic classes that this is an issue, that there is a connection here. It's been documented in the public opinion surveys that we've conducted. It's been documented in more clinical research, more comprehensive national studies, that there is a connection here, and that because of a lack of other resources, a lack of resources within the household, that AODA does create a barrier to self-sufficiency, and that if we're going to be dealing with poverty, this is one of the key issues that we have to look at.
I think you have a long career ahead of you if you want to be a voice on this. I at least applaud you for doing that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Supervisor Beto?
In the Ontario model that you list, do they have a robust drug court program? Or if not, do you know of any national, any models within the country that have a robust, that have moved beyond the pilot program and have like a real robust program?
Certainly. Milwaukee's not necessarily at the head of the curve here. When it comes to drug courts, it was originally started, I believe, about 20 years ago down in Miami.
Okay.
So there are a number of models out there. If you'd like, I can create a list of some of the biggest and the best.
Successful ones, okay.
Yeah, and the best documented ones.
That'll be appreciated.
Certainly.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any further comments or questions? This is informational reports. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, Madam Chair.